And now, another installment of Platitudes from the mind of Peggy Platt.
When we reach the end of the year, it's natural to jump to the next new thing. We all do it. What did I do? Where did I go? Who did I vote for? Too soon? I'm usually too nostalgic and too sentimental. I forget the reasons for looking back should be to take stock, to learn from and avoid last year's mistakes. I am also kind of a hedonist. You know, the here and now. I'm a I've got no 401k grasshopper rather than an I know my tsunami path to safety ant. When I do take stock, I say, oh, that sucked. I know, I'll run headlong into the next thing. The next relationship, the next year, with total abandon, like ramming bumper cars. Bumper car behavior is best suited to people with only themselves to crash into the next new thing. I.e., the bumper car carries only one person and never a baby car seat. In fact, aside from normal chick baby pangs, I've never regretted my decision to pilot my own craft. No crew, no kids, to try to be a good Auntie Peggy to my brother's kids and now their children. When the 17-year-old estranged daughter of my partner Bill showed up on the doorstep of our cluttered, overcrowded, one-bedroom apartment that we share with four cats. To live. No notice. I freaked out. Or, as a dear friend of mine says, I buckwheated. I let out an audible scream. Eyes popping out of my head. And 21 hours later, I was a step whatever. I'm not married to her dad, so there's no term for the chauffeur, cook, nurse, confidant, giver of unsolicited advice, gal, pal, and disciplinarian I've become. This year alone, there was high school into college, shopping and cooking and deep truths and shallow lies and sickness and hurt feelings and angry rants from all of us. And hundreds of miles driven, thousands of texts sent, 2.5 boyfriends, 19 breakups and makeups, 1 court appearance, 2 funerals, 3 Christmas stockings, endless negotiation, endless baggage, literally and figuratively, and the really unexpected part, endless joy. So I guess I did good this year. We did good. As a family. A flawed, screwed up, alternative family. But a real family. When I look back on this year, I will take stock. I will try to improve my temper, procrastination, and fiscal responsibility. But I will also think of the laughter and the hugs and the fart jokes and the hairballs and the casseroles and the YouTube poops and couch snuggling with episodes of Once Upon a Time and Lucifer and capturing Pokemon and braiding her hair and no regrets about my time as a step whatever. After all, tomorrow is another year.